Now, we hear some people in caravans and camping are rorting the system. Virginia's just told us about a loophole and parking for free. It has local authorities furious. Elizabeth White is the chief executive of the Victorian Caravan Parks Association. Elizabeth, I suppose the attitude has been summed up perfectly by our previous caller, Virginia. What's your reaction to that?
Oh, isn't he precious? Look, it sounds unbelievable. And if it sounds unbelievable, it probably is. I think she referred back to something that might have existed several decades ago. I'm not aware of it over here.
Yeah.
It does sound unbelievable.
It does sound unbelievable, but how serious a problem is it? Well, initially, for all camping grounds and for public lands, that so many people now are just expecting to be able to camp for free.
Look, I think to get it into perspective, I'm not sure that it is so many, but it's a very vocal group of people who will have the same expectations as Virginia, that they've worked all their life, they've paid their taxes, that something is owed to them, and that should be free accommodation. They've put a lot of money into buying a rig. Sometimes that can be a couple hundred thousand dollars for a fully self-contained vehicle, but sometimes it's a smaller, cheaper one. Nevertheless, they get on the road and find that the money is just not there for somewhere to park that place. I guess, you know, it's a compelling argument, isn't it? But by the same token, nothing is free. And if people want to come and stay on foreshores and on parklands and areas that belong to all of Victorians, the bill for cleaning and maintaining and keeping those areas falls back onto ratepayers at the end of the day. So I think the argument's as simple as that. And that's the reason that Parks Victoria and the state body brought in camping fees recently. They were looking at a continuing $14 million shortfall of just keeping parks open for Victorians, and felt that those who used them to camp in them should pay on a user pays basis. Seems fair to me.
Yeah, well, it does seem fair to me, and particularly if, for obvious reasons, you charge backpackers and younger people, it seems very unfair that if you charge young people, you don't charge older people.
Well, exactly, and we find that when people come into town and expect to camp for free, and they're in the proximity of a commercial caravan park, which after all is a business and has huge and rising business costs because they pay rates and taxes. They have to comply with the CFA regulations for fire safety, which can be up to $500,000 investment to put all of that equipment in. They are required to have staff on board. You know, the list of costs just rises. It just seems very unfair and anti-competitive that you can have a free arrangement where people can go, well, I'm not going to be part of that. I'm not going to pay for it. I want to be somewhere else. And I guess the example I like to use is, what's next? Do you expect to roll into town and get your coffees for free? Should there be discount petrol for people who are on the road permanently? I mean, where do you draw the line?
I agree, but I also love the attitude, though. There's even a suggestion that I read today that some of the grey nomads are getting organised and threatening a boycott against towns, particularly along the Surf Coast and the Great Ocean Road, unless they can get free camping.
Well, look, best of British luck to them on that one, I say. We've conducted a lot of research with an independent authority, BDO Australia, to have a look at exactly how much the free campers do spend, because this is a threat that we get levelled quite often. And in fact, by the free campers' own research, when you look on their website, a free camping group will do a big stock up about every 8 days. They'll hit a supermarket, you know, and do a restock. And after that, it's bread and milk. So if you're at a little town along the Surf Coast Shire that's providing free camping and collecting rubbish bins and maintaining trees and so on, so that somebody can come in and free camp who's only going to buy bread and milk, you've got to ask yourself, where's the commercial return on that? So it's not really an argument. It's one that they like to use, but it's not sustained by our research.
So they have quite an attitude, these grey nomads.
Look, they do. And we find that little country towns that don't have centres of tourism, don't have a beautiful ocean beach, don't have interesting tourism, mining or gold or whatever else, you know, penguins on Phillip Island. Little country towns find that argument very appealing, that if they provide free camping, they'll bring something into town that might not necessarily be income spent. And that, you know, for little towns in East Gippsland, for little parts right up to the north of the state, might have some relevance. But where you've got huge commercially viable tourism here along our beautiful coastlines and at major centres like Ballarat and Bendigo and so on, this is not an argument. And I think it needs to be said again, not all tourism is good tourism. So if we're thinking about it purely in terms of the return back to people in Victoria, this is not an investment in anything that brings about significant income.
Elizabeth White, Chief Executive of the Victorian Caravan Parks Association, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for having your say.